Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to sunny Gillingham. The Albion snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And your thoughts on the Albion's defeat in this Garden of England encounter with our old landlords. It was landlord versus tenant this afternoon, or old time tenant. But we lost when we shouldn't have done. To go to Randy, who's at the game. Good evening, Randy.
Hi, Harvey, how are you?
I'm fine. Fire away, Randy.
I just want to talk about Mr. Wilkins' attitude with regard to changing the team. Because when I was growing up, the school of thought generally was that, you know, when you've got a winning team, why change it? But he, every time we go away, he seems to want to change it to try and suit the other, to, what's the word, do out the other team, or outdo the other team. And it just seems to blow up in our faces every week.
Randy, I mean, I'm not concerned, Randy, but I am a little... Well, it is an issue that we need to look at, this Dean Wilkins and Dean White conversing by mobile phone. Now, if you haven't got a very good signal, that some of the instructions might get misheard, mightn't they?
Oh, I completely agree, because where I sit in with Dean, I sit right behind the dugouts in F block, and last week when Joel Lynch picked up his injury, the reason he had to carry on was because there was nobody there to make an immediate change. White had to get on the phone, ring him up, find out what to do, then tell Chapman what to do, then tell the studs what to do. It just takes so much time, it could be better spent, you know, changing the game straight away and getting us back into it.
Could be even worse if we get a cross-line scenario and Dean White gets a cross line, gets a taxi firm, and ends up having to send Alex Revell to do a pick-up from Asda.
Oh, exactly. We were questioning whether he was ordering a pizza, what pizza would be best for him to order. And I think we came to the conclusion that Dean White bought the chicken to ham pizza, rather than Bill Kidd would be the plain and simple. He was quite simple-minded with regards to his pizza collection every week.
On a serious note, though, Randy, we had this game for the taking and we let it go, didn't we?
Oh, completely. I mean, when the way we played against Dillingham last week, we should... against Millwall last week, if we played like that, we could have banned them because they were absolutely awful. But, as I said, Wilkins decides to drop Robinson, who's a decent attacking force, and adds at left back just begs the question why. It was absolutely awful. I think if you put a mannequin doll there, it would have been a more effective job. And you've got Rents sitting on the bench, who is a natural left back, who's probably our best natural left back if Lynch is playing centre half. And what's he doing on the bench? It just seems that... It just seems like Wilkins having an affair with their lad and just wants to...
No. Come on. You were going all right till then. Thank you, Randy. 08459 57 0057. There is in no way that there is any kind of affair going on between manager or player. But it does beg the question. Give us a call on the fans' phone. Should Sam Rents be the natural left back in the Albion side? Should he be the immediate choice?